Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a really tasty Amen style impact in Ableton Live 12, something with that warm tape grit, a bit of dust, a bit of warp, and enough punch to slam through a drum and bass arrangement without sounding sterile. The goal here is not just to make a loud hit. We want a character impact, the kind of sound that can mark the end of an 8-bar phrase, cue a drop, underline a breakdown, or sit under a crash and make the whole moment feel bigger and more deliberate. And because this is a mastering-minded workflow, we're going to think about headroom, translation, density, and control the whole way through. So let's get into it. First, choose your source material. A snare-heavy Amen slice is ideal if you want that classic jungle energy. A kick and snare combo can give you more weight. Or, if you want something more focused and punchy, use a single strong snare hit. If you're pulling from an Amen break, pick a slice that already has some room tone, some bleed, and a natural decay. That little bit of ugliness is actually a good thing. Tape style processing loves something imperfect to chew on. Now clean it up before you start processing. If you're using Simpler, set it to classic mode, make sure the start point is tight, and shorten the tail so it doesn't ring out too long. If you're working with Audino on a track, trim the clip so the transient starts cleanly, and use a tiny fade if you hear a click at the start. Here's a really important detail. Leave headroom. You want the raw sample peaking somewhere around negative 12 to negative 6 dB before the chain. That gives your saturation, compression, and limiting room to breathe later. If the sample is already too hot, everything downstream gets harder to control. Next, shape the transient. This is where the impact really starts to feel like a hit instead of just a sample. Drum bus is a great first stop for this. Try a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. A touch of crunch, and then use the transient control to push the front edge forward. If the source is a bit thin, you can add a little boom, but don't overdo it. We're after punch and density, not sub-overload. An alternate approach is to keep the transient shaping lighter and move straight into saturation. That works well if your sample already has plenty of attack. A solid order to try is EQ8 first, then drum bus, then saturator. Clean it, punch it, color it. That sequence just makes sense. Now for the warm tape style grit. Add saturator after the transient shaping and start gently. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Turn soft clip on, and try an analog clip or soft sine curve if you want it to feel smooth and musical. The idea is to thicken the harmonics and make the hit feel like it's been pushed through an old sampler or a worn tape path. This is where you want to stay disciplined. If the impact starts getting sharp or brittle, back off the drive and shape the tone with EQ instead of forcing more distortion. The trick is controlled crunch, not ugly clipping. If you want a more obviously aged jungle flavor, you can add a touch of redux after saturator. Keep it subtle. A light amount of downsampling and bit reduction can give the impression of worn hardware without sounding broken. Think texture, not destruction. If you want the impact to bloom into the next phrase, echo can also work very well in a very restrained way. Low feedback, short delay time, and a dark filter, so the repeats don't take over. Once the grit is in place, move to EQ8 and shape the tone. This is where you make the impact sit properly in a drum and bass mix. Start with a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless sub-rumble. Then look for a bit of chest around 120 to 180 Hz if the hit needs more body. If it's muddy, cut a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If the attack feels harsh, ease down the 3 to 6 kHz range. And if you want a little extra snap, a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help. The key here is not to make it shiny. In a dark roller or jungle track, you usually want weight and attitude more than bright top end. So keep the tone focused and controlled. Now let's glue it together. Add glue compressor or a standard compressor for density. You don't want to squash the life out of the transient, so aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. With glue compressor, a medium attack and a fairly quick release usually works well. If the hit is too spiky, use a faster compressor attack and a moderate release. The aim is to make the sound feel unified and printed, not flattened. For space, add a short, dark reverb on a return track. Hybrid reverb is a great choice. Keep the decay short, around half a second to just under a second, and use a little pre-delay so the hit keeps its front edge before the room comes in. Cut the low end of the reverb and darken the top, so it adds physical space without turning into a wash. That little bit of space matters a lot in drum and bass. You're not trying to create a giant cinematic tale. You just want the impression that the impact happened in a real room, even if it's a tight, grimy one. If you want an extra finishing layer, Roar or Dynamic Tube can add more analog-style warmth and edge. Roar is excellent if you want more modern, Controlled dirt. Dynamic tube is great for a simpler warmth and body move. Use either one lightly after EQ and before the final limiter. Finally, put a limiter at the end of the chain. Set the ceiling around -0.8 dB. And use it only for final peak control. You're not trying to crush the impact flat. You're just making sure it's safe, polished, and ready to live inside a loud arrangement. Now, let's talk about a few really useful variations. If you want a cleaner, more functional version, use EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and limiter. That gives you a strong hit with minimal grime. If you want the dusty tape jungle version, go with EQ8, saturator, redux, compressor, and limiter. That one has more age, more attitude, and a more obviously degraded character. If you want a darker heavyweight version, try EQ8, drum bus, roar or dynamic tube, glue compressor, and limiter. That one feels denser and more aggressive, with less sparkle and more low-mid authority. A really smart move is to make multiple versions and use them differently in the arrangement. One cleaner impact for general transitions, one dirtier one for pre-drop moments, and one bigger version for major section changes. That creates progression and keeps the track from feeling repetitive. You can also get more advanced with layering. A tiny reverse version tucked underneath the main hit can create a suction effect before the transient. Keep it low in the mix, low pass it heavily, and let it sneak into the front of the hit. Another great trick is dual band grit. Keep the low band clean and mono, and let the mid and high bands take the distortion and texture. That way the punch stays solid while the character lives higher up. And here's a really important coach note. Always check the transient after every warmth step. Saturation can soften the front edge more than you expect, so keep A/B testing with bypass and make sure the hit still starts immediately. If you lose the snap, the impact loses its power. Also, don't overfit it to solo mode. A hit that sounds a little ugly by itself can be perfect once the kick, bass, and hats are in. In drum and bass, context matters more than perfection in isolation. A good final workflow is to resample the finished impact once it feels right. That commits the sound, speeds up editing, and gives you that old-school sample-based vibe that fits jungle aesthetics so well. Print it, name it clearly, and drop it into the arrangement where it can actually do its job. So to recap, start with a strong amen-derived source, clean it up, shape the transient, add warm saturation, optionally add subtle degradation, carve the tone with EQ, compress lightly for density, give it short dark space, and finish with limiting. Keep the transient alive, keep the low end controlled, and aim for that sweet spot where the sound feels old, heavy, and physical. That's the magic zone for this kind of impact. It should feel like a rip tape hit, cleaned up just enough to smash through a modern drum and bass mix. Now go build three versions, compare them in context, and pick the one that makes the arrangement move.